subject matter in the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. A recklessly minimal effort has been taken to change the names and details of any guilty parties. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Greetings from the Christmas Industrial Complex. Or the New Year's Industrial Complex. This is the Notes from the Pen podcast. I am your incarcerated host, Bobby C. And today with me, I have the long-awaited return of Jack Daniels.
What up, everybody? It has been a long time, buddy. 2.5 weeks. My goodness.
It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have left you. Not a dope beat to step two. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has. I've been playing with AI weirdly. It's strangely the answers I'm getting are interesting. We'll do something on that at some point.
There ain't no maybe. That we are definitely. I've been fascinated with AI. I have countless show notes about it. You know, when the internet came about, I feel like, as far as, inventions go, I'd be interested to do a comparison of how, fast and quick it hit, because I know it was around for a while before it became, ubiquitous, right? Mm-hmm. TV and radio, I think those came out pretty quick, and then, they were kind of expensive, but a lot of people got them, and changed everything. But right. With a little bit of age, you can kind of recognize, if you're paying attention, the new, paradigm shifting technologies and when they're coming around, and the internet, we're still struggling to keep up with the changes
for sure.
Social media and internet have caused, the visions it's caused throughout our culture and society, and porn.
Well, and more I was porn, just getting ready to say, not to mention the effects of all this. I mean, the long-term effects of how much time people spend just staring at their phones all day, and social issues that creates.
Right, and the ability for everyone to be heard, which sounds great until you actually start reading some of these people's shit, and you're like, I don't know if these should be, back in the day in the town square, you were elbowed to the back of the crowd when you had a chicken by the neck and you were painted in a black eye socket, that just on some weird shit, your pants were on your head, and
right.
But not here. The digital pixels of those people's words are the same as everyone else's. So, but AI has been a thing that is clearly changing, will change everything, right? From military applications and drone swarms that have the ability to make the kill decision to kill, but also things like diagnostic and medicine and stuff like that. So, I've been trying to figure out, maybe do another tech episode.
Yeah.
And then I thought, when ChatGPT came out, these large LLMs, large language models, came out, and you can actually talk to them, and they'll have conversations with you. And
oddly enough, you when you brought that up, I was like, huh? A what? I had no idea, and here you are. Still educating me from inside.
I've had Mama C and Ray download the ChatGPT thing and have conversations with it.
It's weird.
You can have full conversations with this thing. It even understands some humor and nuance. So,
I asked about peanut butter in prison and why it's so expensive.
And hold on, I don't want to get into any
of
it, as far as the actual responses. But I was reading, I don't know if it was Scientific American, or it might have been The New Yorker, where a guy was playing around, and he had something to do with the industry. He was a writer or something. And he typed in, he typed in the phrase, why is the quote, Fox News is an oxymoron? He said, why is that funny?
Okay.
And it said, it's insinuating that Fox News is actually fake news. So call the stuff on Fox is fake. So calling it news is an oxymoron. And he said, no, you didn't see that I said it actually said Fox News is an oxy and then a space moron. So the guy said, no, 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 it was a space between oxy and moron. And the ChatGPT goes, oh, so that, yeah, it's funny because you're saying that it's an opiate to the masses. Because OxyContin.
Yep.
So it, like, got all that shit.
Really?
And so I've had it on there. I really been trying to manipulate ChatGPT to be a fan that knows from the pen. Now, it turns out to be the...
Okay, you're trying to rewrite the algorithm. Okay.
It turns out, though, that the database it has access to is only from 2021, the beginning of 2021. Okay. So it said, when after being admonished for not being hit to notes with a pen and being stale, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's going to be one of these other large language models, a young hip one that knows what's going on, you old fucking fart, and it's just going to push you on. And it was like, well, if it wasn't popular and, you know, widely known in the beginning of 2021, I might not know about it.
Okay.
And just deflated my ego and made me hate ChatGPT. But they're going to have to, I mean, this was like their initial offering. Of course, they're going to have to think about how limited it is already. For, like, you can't ask it about shows that came out last year. You know, so they're going to have to end up updating it. And anyways, I thought it just dawned on me that with all the stuff on NPR and CNN are doing documentaries and Discovery, everything's talking about AI and these large language models and their ability. Blaze already got banned from ChatGPT because he's asking it how to, like, synthesize. He has a lifelong ban from it already. So he has to, like, log on. He has to get a new phone and log on. He's asking it immediately.
Burner phone after burner phone.
Right, like, you can't. They have protocols set in where you can't ask it how to build a nuclear weapon. Because it knows. It knows, though. It absolutely knows how to do it, but it'll say, yeah, well, I'm not allowed to tell you that, bud.
So
Blaze has to find weird ways around it. And they ended up abandoning them. But I thought, instead of just doing a straight AI one, I thought it'd be really interesting to ask this entity, this technological entity that's kind of known to be, have ubiquitous knowledge and to be the smartest, fastest thinking thing with all of humankind's collected understanding at its fingertips and can access it in seconds, to formulate some questions to about prison and about prison reform. First, get it to ask it what is wrong with prisons, the American prison system.
I've already done
what's wrong with the prison system?
How fast they answered.
Oh, it answers in like 2 seconds.
Oh, it's incredible.
It'll have like a... like, the academic world is reeling because they can't detain. It's all original text.
Sure.
It has never been written like that before, so people are plagiarizing full, like, master thesis on these things.
Write
and
me a
written
novel.
Them.
Sure.
Boom. Drink. Done. Yep. But, so I thought it'd be amazing to ask it issues about prison reform, about prison, have it diagnose, and then have it offer solutions for how you would fix the issues of prison in America.
Yeah.
And then I thought we would go over it, and I would grade their response, response. I would review the proposals and critique the answers of the world's most intelligent machine as it pertains to using the information out there on the internet as opposed to experiential circumstances. You know, and if it doesn't know notes from the pen, I'm going to try. I want to shame it. Or by saying, I'm not. I'm going to. But I thought it'd be really interesting to do an episode of notes from the pen, ask AI how to fix prison, and then kind of read the questions, read the answers, and kind of go over them.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I spent about 10 minutes this morning just firing off the limited questions I could think of, and, you know, the most basic ones, and the answers are pretty poignant. I can see a little bit where you might question some of the answers, but I'm also curious. So if anybody, I guess I'm going to throw this out there maybe on your behalf as well, is if anybody has suggestions of questions that they might want, and let's not get too outside the box, but you know, if Gerbs or somebody like that has a question they might want to ask, just throw it my way, and I'll put it through the old computer and see what we came up with.
Well, how can they reach you? Is there a...
You know, I was going to say through Patreon or Twitter. Okay. Yeah, just hit us.
Well, what's your handle on your handle on Twitter?
I don't know. Hang on.
You don't know what your handle is on? He says, reach out to me. Hey, he says, reach out to me. Hit me up.
Hit me
what?
Up, bro.
Yes.
You ass.
Do notes from the pen. Hey, hey, go to notes from the pen.
There you go.
Submit questions. Mama C will get it to over to JD. And, yeah, help him formulate some questions so I don't sound like an asshole when I'm like, why would you? Why?
Yeah, I'm a 1978 random hero. You can find me. That's it.
All right, that's a lot. Go to Notes from the Pen. And,
screw JD. He's an ass.
Go to, I mean, you can if you remember that. But also, yeah, help formulate some questions. And
let's kind of lead try and get AI into the NFTP world.
Because the nuance.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The art of dealing with ChatGPT is formulating the questions, and the thread of the conversation is, like, steering it. And it's a... I've done it with a couple people, and it's kind of clunky along the way, but you learn along the way, like, how to, because at some point you keep asking something, and it'll go, hey, I don't know that. Like,
right.
Stop asking me
right.
that.
Who
if
is
anything
wear?
Changed at all, I'll let you know. Where is ladies' wear? Right. So we were going to just do, so here's the deal. We were going to do something, just a placeholder. For the holidays, you know, everyone's got stuff going on, and we just wanted to do something. So woke up bright and early.
Yep.
I ordered for the first time in my entire bit for store, instead of ordering my survival pack, I ordered mocha. Well, I ordered hot cocoa mix.
Whoa.
Right, in a resale bag. I ordered, hold on, I made a mocha, but I ordered hot cocoa mix. I ordered French vanilla creamer, and I ordered a cappuccino mix, and I also ordered caramel. Is it caramels or is it caramels?
Caramel. Come on now.
I ordered caramels and peppermints too to make full on decadent caffeinated mocha drinks. And I was handing them out like I'm Santa Claus, and I've been drinking them like four times a day, and I have nothing to eat because I spent all my money on drinks.
But everybody's in the holiday spirit, so that's awesome.
I decided. I said, fuck it. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. Screw it. I'm gonna
was Russia
order
like,
stuff.
What
regretted
is this?
It. Regretted it. And as soon as they took the store list out, I was like, shit, I could change it.
I forgot my tuna. But,
look. Yeah, right. Don't even think. $6. Look good.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Oh, all right, so what are you going to do? Where are you going to be today? What's going
to
happen?
I'm going to mom's. That's it, man. Going to cook today, go to celebrate with the fam, hang out. That's about it, man.
Well, I'm going to try to see if I can't hit you back.
Okay.
And try to lay another one down. But if not, on behalf of myself, JD, Mammoth B, and everyone out there, we'll be back next week with a full episode. We love you. We appreciate you. Hope you guys have a good holidays.
Yep.
And we
Merry Christmas.
Are gone.
We gone.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com. And follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.